You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Our top story this morning, Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen have advanced to the second round of the French presidential election. With nearly all votes counted, Macron, seen as a centrist candidate, stood at about 24%, followed by right-wing leader Le Pen with just over 21%. Stefan Boss has the latest.
Official results show that for the first time in six decades, neither of France's main left-wing or right-wing parties will have a presidential candidate in the upcoming Renault vote on May 7th. And if everything goes according to his plan, centrist Emmanuel Macron, a former banker and seen as a political outsider, is replacing outgoing French President François Hollande. At 39, Macron could now become the youngest president France has ever had. He will face far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen, who came in second in the first round of France's presidential race. Both candidates seemed to quarrel over who is the best patriot to move the economically troubled nation forward. In a victory speech to supporters, Macron used language favored by his main rival to describe himself as the true patriot for France.
Je souhaite dans 15 jours.
Macron says, "I hope in 15 days to become your president," prompting an enthusiastic response.
Le président de tout le peuple de France.
He adds, "I want to become the president of all the people of France, the president of the patriots, in the face of the threat from the nationalists. I hope to become your president." While he is favored to win the ballot, 48-year-old Le Pen says she is still counting on all patriots to support her. She says, "I'm calling sincere patriots, wherever they come from, whatever their origin, whatever their journey has been, or who they voted for in the first round. I invite them all to join us and to abandon ancient quarrels, because it is in the interest of the country."
Des a priori et des ressentiments parce qu'il y va de l'intérêt supérieur du pays.
Their nearest challengers, centre-right François Fillon and hard-left Jean-Luc Mélenchon, will now look on as they fell behind with just over 19% of the vote each in the first round. Commentators describe this as France's most important presidential elections in more than half a century, as it could determine the future of the European Union. Le Pen's campaign for the Front National Party centered on France leaving the 28-nation bloc, a move known as Frexit, as well as cracking down on immigration and free trade. Macron, who was current President Hollande's economy minister but quit to create his own party, favors liberal, pro-EU policies. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.